y Judy agus quick so free nish of there a honic enough yeah on the asset of the shop for the shop and that is on holiday going on it I'm just shock of the gar for here this good shit go we'll talk of the course if the others were in the when Nadanta shot these poems I'm rolling out very good with when you should let stock on Ramshin fear them fear of our war Jimmy Harsalia it's the character of the August Nakwegadi oh Sasna obviously she did over and the Dalacha and Laura and Togala Hollinshin I was over on a crew of the Gesha you see the talk crew at the Fearship I was stuck with the Conor and Hayne Sasna if was trying to Jim Lina I was foolish Bajor the middle artful a Dushgard Hasna I was foolish flesh and Lone Jernoff Bajor that's in the Fearship I was I'll write this in Don't Shop on a hair, the shield of Yaku, so this is finning over a pub and on a chin. So yeah. I suppose these poems, they relate to a generation who went across the sea, I suppose, a lot of them quietly, like they didn't have time to, or energy maybe at the end of the day to write, even if they had the interest in writing. A lot of them couldn't write either because they were so young when they left Ireland in the first place, and they had quite harsh lives. These have been the men who worked on the buildings in England in the 40s and 50s, and I lived in England for a good few years myself, and I suppose in North England, and I used to work in pubs there, and I would have met a lot of them as they were approaching the end of their days, I suppose, and they were really the... I thought a lot of the time that a lot of their stories and a lot of their life experience wasn't really there wasn't a whole lot written about it to be honest with you. You know, in Irish I mean you had Donald Macaulay who wrote quite a few books, but that was about it. Like and Donald Macaulay was you know, a lot of books haven't been translated into English yet either. So and when you think like in the 1950s about 1.5 million people left Ireland went to England alone, like at that time, the massive emigration. So that was kind of the themes, the idea behind the book, anyway. You know? I'll read most of the poems in Irish first, and then translate them into English. And there might be one or two that I'll just read the Irish version, maybe, because I think it was more suitable to read the Irish version only. Okay. Stronshire. Stacks of Strodwile, Kulum Gwynne, Law and Sonor. Taka Walla Watigan Wadigain their shay. Three Shulod Ada Horje their shay. Kenarana, three law. Dalgarin, good Joe. That's probably the shortest one poem in the book. It's just about that old idea, Irish idea of the stranger or the stranger. It's not as relevant anymore, I suppose, nowadays because we're all nuclear and moving around, you know, different places for jobs, and we're all very multicultural and international and all the rest of it. But it's not that long ago, I suppose, when the vast majority of the population lived in rural areas, and when someone who was different, or a stranger walked into a village, everybody would notice straight away. I suppose it still happened the odd time when you go to a country pub somewhere, maybe sometimes. But, so, a stranger. Into the village the man walked. One day in September. Home from somewhere, he said. Walked a long way, he said. He stayed just 3 days, left his trace forever. And on Daradon, So she wasn't, but you know, I'm counting. It's talking about how my relations, myself, who would be in this category, who left the West of Ireland, say, when they were 14, 15 years of age, a lot of them would have had, if they had national school, that'd be about it, you know. And some of them then were, I wasn't brought up in an Irish speaking area, but some of them would have been virtually monolingual Irish speakers. So, you can imagine what moving to a big city was, like a big industrial city in England. It must have been a hell of a shock to them, you know. Because a lot of them were really only children still, when they left, really, when you think about it. I suppose you had to be an adult a lot quicker, that time, or a lot younger maybe than nowadays. And this poem is about how the way we look at a map or a GPS system today, that these guys only had, the map was the terrain that was in front, you know, and in this case they're following a train track that was laid. Well, all the train tracks in Ireland, I think most of them were laid by the British originally, at the end of the 1800s. So, but that's what they're following to kind of guide them from the west cross country and then on the boat and then into England or Scotland. Léhorach. Reading. Ní lach farrowán ón ngangshin fóthar an seal seo. Tommy T, a hugan si there. Tá si gaw na cead lín dís. Agus éag stúm na lín dísio. An dhéil tina dhéarnach dach línne. Gáin na blín a trocha hocht, a fyrir a hiúl gus sasna. Agus a rásha rís. An wadun sin bhíðar na sí chóluwasin na cwach a dina na jori íl. Back a lay land she done lean the iron rod. Boy and tain there scholly or all lay back over me. Kahigur lead on fecknap nachil. Arm room that marshal in low fin doa. A doa back a lay. Sluice a jig sorkaha or a mooly ako. Last month the valley of Henry, Bulladur la Balani soigad al dread. Bukhalamshra e gailu on very moria dropra karash in a hoyrega. Vi linnan na hoygaon an zay jin ever an maile an lirskal vritanach fresh shin al anach lega an all a fein an alab an doi daibring an vwein chwile or vio chrom shiid agus daash shiid Hog sheet of stroke sheet. Spray a lesh in both feet. Oh, well over in a brothy. Ishka koshuka hook she there. The kailor and the quiver, land sheet and drillina, leeches cray. You can lean to cray shin and tain lerskod or all eva quarry. Spalvini is just about the fellas who used to work as migratory labourers, I suppose. Vashtas are cobogs as clodhoppers are hook. Cunnies as cutchies. Vashtas are owlowery are hook. Marshall footpad na halaban. Krasna machari pasna. Sidery tofta jay. Rihadar wahu. Jimmy the poshi valach. Skirty a marra. Just launching a fair coinia, Kahu Dravishi a good skelter. Just launching a gunnachty of Nadina or Dupli Allori or Wurra wine. Just launching a Nina Jernacha, Dahina. Lava. This poem relates to, I suppose, when someone's quite old and you go and visit them in hospital or if they're at home or in a sense, sometimes they kind of shrink into themselves, and all you see of them is they literally become smaller, I suppose, really, to literally shrink. But all you see of them is their hands quite a lot, and some of these fellows would have had, you know, big hands from working, swollen, I suppose, from physical work all the time. Lava. Agus éid alt lenn ís cúngus teach an fhain, dí rá le feic an sinach a lava. Maidin agus tronóna, a lava cain an a lí go sucar. Go cúin ar an rálín teolí. Craig anta, rinseach. Snaimha. Rín. Calm. Wurinta agus éan a chola bhí a chuhaca ag faréir. Níacha sé a bhrianta agus smilig ar caha. Láfa. Hands. When he was old and shrunken, all you saw were his hands. Morning and evening they lay stilled on the new-worn sheets. Gnarled, whorled, knotted, stiffened, crooked. Bent. Sometimes when he slept, his son watched over him. All he saw were the traces, the shape and detritus of battle. Hands. Fibra. So this poem has to do with when you're working outside all the time, I suppose. I work indoors myself, so it's not, wouldn't be much relevance, but I suppose at one time the majority of people worked outside maybe, and obviously they were always watching the weather then to see, you know, because the weather would affect them physically, and just as it had an effect on their lives every single day, I suppose. Ivra. Oren't a shean fluch to harangian on labe. Cahar on chachna, sorry, cahar on chachna he shot. Pshnach ver le. Clean chill a chiller up yo. In a shasa vegan garnet, rahuchas in a bear. Tus bra farul in the euro. Cahan shit the back. Was a gun in Orja, like a sheet and an oil, a gyri or an ear. An oil, a ba. Akshayan Rark is fair or fat, non schnachtet gall the flash of shin. Rark eepache, till dean shayan down. A screen so soon for a while. There goes Bioge. Er an thirse aistach sin a dúctar neabhairí. Winter. Sometimes it is the cold that draws him from his bed. This is the city of snow. The things do. Everything. On the corner of the Brotherhood of Men, stand in manly silence, smoking. Above them they watch the rise of their living breath. The best sight of all though is this furrowed English snow. An amazing sight. It covers all things and brings forth an incredible light. It is a small glimpse of the freedom some call heaven. I don't have have an English translation of this one now, but it's just called Sklavi, which I suppose nowadays would be a derogatory word, just means slave or slavey, I suppose. But back then it was a commonly used word in Irish for someone, often used in a derogatory way as well, I suppose, but not always maybe. For somebody who was a journeyman labourer or somebody who would do day work or piece work. I suppose sometimes the Irish language is more direct maybe sometimes than English maybe. About things. Sklavi. Gugwe is Mark Special Clare. Van Kaurach Wine and Ehe. And Mark Shinager Sklavi. We isha three vi bola na nitrocha iksula rola sega. Tishkin diga na nadur. We isha kuig vi ola sega and bear trin docha. Irin che na talun. We isha she vi korda vi kori na tauri ya rola sega. Maradeha glanoi. Tahi egar na hoiti na ruin. Na kraken skoin chegan rin. In Ruchoishe and Ish, we could have made a gar Vachri, or Vachri is our Chrit Hasna. Picture the of an Agnega. Rukaliwe Hoglesh Gachra Wega. Dilshid and Nerska Diakishin, we won in Tashedi. We're like the Ramache, we are Mark, Lan Taje. Halag Krua. Hard ground. Your foe in Varsak, either Shachtan. Ruvushe and a thick OG. Dolvishe a fain inchi. A fishy tour. Hoshask a shan Halak an inchi. Halag Krui. Prom shave is Haring Ashti. With rim vrishtan and a pain ache, a canis and a kushyega. Hard ground. No rain had kissed her for weeks. As he struck her with his pick, he emptied himself into her. She was dry as the old crone of legend. Hard ground she was. He bent and drew from her, and the broken rhythm of her pain sang through him. Boss in the Trinchy. I suppose this one is a kind of a death in the trenches. It's a universal theme in the sense that, Samuel Beckett or somebody who said we come into the world alone and we kind of leave it alone as well. He wasn't far around there, you know. That when you're born, you arrive on your own and you leave on your own. And a lot happens in between, maybe, but that's the reality, you know. And that this applies to death, then, but death is the great equalizer, I suppose, it's the great leveler. Neil Dramer, a bit like Bant Lehin, or Houghton, or Hogan, she courts her hope. Achtin amar chéles na trínsí. Chagin si ar nos comanehi. Bí nibnach na ma nebidnach na trínsí. Bí enim si idir yelum. Manai si chuidan dina siar ar wain. Bí chrumha os cun pwyl. Is dalg la tala frishti. Chlog si gan brain ishke. Fair bocht. You're a hanshi on drunk law and the vegan. Death in the trenches. There's no drama when she calls in these trenches. One man, the equal of the next. She approaches in depth or shallow. In these trenches, she makes no distinction. She came to a man once as he was bent over. She surprised him, devoured him with broken earth. Without water, she swallowed him. He sank in a shallow grave. The poor man could not tell the surface from the deep. I suppose this would be something that idea of it would touch a chord with Irish people even still today, even in the post-modernist, post-Christian, post-whatever society we live in. This idea that certain ground shouldn't be touched for whatever reason, you know. Talib Nefa. Ní cearta tochalt an seo a dúirt fear amháin lo. Mí á cearta. Talad nefa í seo. Á mór mí á. Is a cumas a tioch. Mwy hann seo ar bán ta hasna. Níl pasta í ar an mí. Raven an machine an the ear. Sacred ground. You can't dig here, the man said. It's bad luck. You're on sacred ground. Good luck, bad luck. It makes no difference. Out here on the byways of England, the wind does not need a passport. The machine desecrates the earth. Ki de chugat a uisle mairach. This is just kind of a pun on God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, kind of one of those Christmas carols. Kind of. Sorry. I'm reading the wrong one. I haven't translated that one. Fine. Over Vaslach. Maslach is a great word in Irish, I think. It's kind of, means insulting, I suppose it means, in a literal sense, but it can mean a lot of other things as well, you know. In this case, it means kind of the work that no one else would do, except someone who's really tough and really hard. Obra Vaslach, hard labour. Sir Hochel Gan Stena, an upper is crew with all along. Pray Hov, Lai Bhun, Mandoi Vui, Arizon Shkal. Either Fad Margena. Toshishin Tromer and Flusit, Manunga Will, Pray Shin Nafectoriev. He chewed now Lila Schneher. Jersey girl be shot. Pray ye over in the fool's culture. Nahid Nahamanai. She shone a pray cruel in a mister fear. She shone lie prominent swing to Uynachas and nationally Brishna. Tiranto and G credit. Hard labor. For a man, digging is the hardest labour of all. Black clay, brown mud, yellow daub, and shale. They're all as nothing to the clay that no one ever sees. It weighs heavy on the spade. Those who have not lain with the earth say that this is the unseen clay of redemption. What fools. This clay is so hard that it can break a man. This is the heavy daub of lonely thoughts and broken dreams. The tyranny of unbelief. Boss Tubman, sudden death. No, Hanamar will be come on in to show us her eye. You're out Quinyaga, the Jeremiah shots. He shakes the heavlish trumpy in his mistake. Fought from Menchinach. Ur Yernach and Vashin Moor. Brat Tosta Hitch. For Hanamar Ervian touching in law of Foscon Lassa. Come on, Nitish, Erigoni. Sudden death. When we found him, there was a look of surprise on his face. He had not expected the end to be like this. He was awaiting bugles and trumpets, a great tumultuous sound. The roar of the last great machine. There was nothing but silence. When we found him, he still held his unlit cigarette. There was a look of surprise on his face. There was a time, I suppose, it isn't that long ago either, where nowadays it's very fashionable to be in Britain. You know, and you see the Irish are all doing really well as comedians and as singers and as you name it, you know, celebrities or whatever, films or whatever it is. But there was a time that wasn't so long ago where people hid their identity and they didn't say who they were at all. And in fact, there were, you know, it was common to have Irish jokes and all the rest of it. I'm sure the jokes have moved on to some other group now. But there was a time when people would change their accent, you know, and it wasn't just if they were in danger because of violence or something like that, you know, just to fit in and to be accepted, I suppose. Shivsha Erni, a crack of jowl on it. You Irish, you're a great crack. Weren't the feckin' shame or skoil of the Echlerahe is Skahan Runday? On Echon Shinna Huginchi there. All we go Malo Fose. All we go Malena, not Nua, not Kota, eh? The Vethi, a Chanacher, and Bryce Kerr. Weren't the feckin' shame or skoil of the Echlerahe is Skahan Runday? Tai Sigur Gama, the Gakati Sher, the Mai Loi. They're all called Yella Yin Fiamadanja, the Kahavanos are a kinna, a Vedish. Weren't the thick and shame or sky in the Vecleraha, Skahan Runde, a night chin in a Danthie, his baron, a Yenja, Pavar Shimshiach. Ragarna Aeniha. You Irish, you're a great crack. Sometimes you can see it as if reflected in a mirror. They look at him as if they would still own him as a new shirt or coat. Something that could be bought at the right price. Sometimes he can see it still, as if reflected in a mirror. He knows that at another time, they would not piss on him. They would make sport of him instead, sully his name. Sometimes he sees that other place reflected in a mirror. A place where they would flay his hide and make of him an Irish drum, an entertainment. Oh. God, I can't fuck any shop. We'll be in a hurry on.
I don't know.
Can show all Gorham Gumacream or Clanmore or Mulladish Shinet thought 5 minutes left. Oh, that's there. Awesome. It's still a good minute, and there's an amateur heart and a horror. The scared of us for holding with a couple of rainbow smiler in his studio for shock is recruiting at the Ibalach with Marcinda. A noise lot on Johan cut through me on her father in the clear. She feared no she and I grow. The used to go in a growing in studio shop. I was needing a fair one. Legia. The Gurfi Kishin Yashin. Sir Legier Hoxie now with a come on, Rena Ledie. Come on, Gochele, Narvando, or even Arira. Your Corina Kesta, you need a hob, he fought. Can't find a Hordi or Riva Velache. Can't find a Croatia and Kedla Riva. It's good like she on shot, ignored you in Forest. It's ironic, but actually, maybe when we all spoke Irish, we were more human about those things, because the phrase in Irish was "dinna leggie." Yeah. But there wasn't the same stigma. Balia. This is about a fella. I was supposed to meet him, and you know the way you feel guilty that you didn't meet someone for the diet. For whatever reason, you know, work or whatever it is, you didn't make it on time to the hospital or whatever. In this case, instead of dying in the hospital in England, I have the guy he's gone to the next world, but he's back doing what he really wanted to do all his life, rather than digging holes. He's driving cattle along the road in Nila. Balia, when were you not going to go back, Tommy? Royena Hagame, we took Lee to Hannah Awalia. We took Shul the Tapa, Trihoyden in London Reach, Farin or a Bucher of Rahra. Beyond Kane Kuhilad, Luska Fila Heg the Woolly, Marchin Fane, her nose coming on. The Brogue of Thorny of the Earth, Marmor One Sheets Blancas and more. Oh, her leg, Navi Air Novella. Be the Shoal Marshall of Fena. Got Boher as Balakas, Tussi the Oliver. On West End, Quig and East End. Jed Foy the Anunnu. Dan Nofa of Vark Fane or Gach Bala. On over Yernach the Wachamehu, Tommy Baroyena Hagame. Be the Gleach of Hannah Walla. Fitzair and Tan Lahar. Sana Chinnach Ditchin Kyo. The Chajai Regenta, Janach Nathan Tranona, Dowsalak, Gahorger, and Moher, or Himal Turoth on Bola, on the Behi, as we say, my pilgrimage. Sean Kanjernach, and it's Pogue Skirt, which means kiss of farewell, I suppose. This has to do with men. Well, I sure just explain it in at the end, maybe. In Alban Doyle, score deals of Bohan, is Falpini, Ervali Shah the leader, is Sir Hian T, and Tashag Dulstachan in a Gnava Oga. The Tiber is Dia, we nether is a Jow, Chinted Cho, Mra Choli, Achne again, is Ganishkin and Spearon. Quid the queen in the gulla, you got a whoosh. Scan the quidna of fog, kimult licha, sadarachadis. I'm probably pronouncing that word out. I suppose that's about a bunch of lads that'll be going back in China now a bit, but that they, well, until about 10 years ago, I suppose, people from certain parts of Mayo and Galway and Donegal used to still do it, but they'd go over to parts of Scotland and work as spalpeens and migratory neighbours, and sometimes they bring their families with them. But, and then they might go down into England for a few months as well and work down there. But if you went back in time, their living conditions weren't exactly, weren't staying in the Hilton, that's for sure. And it's about them lying on kind of old bags and hay and stuff. And just, what were they dreaming about at night? You know, were they dreaming about warm fires, warm women, faraway places where it wasn't raining or wasn't cold? Some of them were crying, I suppose, when they were asleep. And some of them, the closest they got to a kiss was when a mouse brushed against them in the dark. Sinead, for me, Maggie.